Hi NP. The word ultraviolet in the lower test area is the key calibration point for UVC intensity. This is dependent on when the word ultraviolet first becomes visible. When you can first read the word under UVC light, as the known point of reference at 300 microwatts per square centimeter. Overall color concentration is still very light at 300 microwatts per square centimeter, which is why we use inverted word visibility centered around the UV analyte for a meaningful point of calibration. From the point of the word ultraviolet visibility at 300 microwatts per square centimeter, the full color concentration is approximately a tenfold at 3000 microwatts per square centimeter. That is a big spread for being useful, except for knowing the darker it is above 300 microwatts per square centimeter word visibility, it is on an order of magnitude more intense useful for general analysis. The word visibility is starting at 300 microwatts per square centimeter is only calibrated for UVC light, therefore UVC intensity must be confirmed by top indicator with glowing UVC letters. Otherwise, the UV analyte will only be measuring UVA and UVB radiation that is not considered within a germicidal range, and the word visibility is not indicative of any point of calibration. You can use the color concentration for UVA and UVB as a UV sun index gauge, or to see if so-called UVC LEDs are just UVA/B wavelength range. So only when the UVC is glowing and the word ultraviolet becomes first visible, a very light color still. At this visibility point, you reached a point of known intensity which has the known potential of rapid UVB disinfection meeting the requirement of 100 mJ/cm2 used on standard medical grade UVC dosimeter cards in about 5 minutes. Here is how it works. Let's say you hold a real UVC light wand 6 inches from the Quantidose UVC test card for the word ultraviolet to become first visible. The way the units work is 1 microwatt per microwatt of energy delivered equals delivering 1 microwatt of energy for 1 second. We know at 6 inches the UV light delivered a minimum intensity of 300 microwatts per square centimeter, and we want to get a close idea of how long it will take to reach a full color change in a medical grade 100 mJ/cm2. The answer is easy, 5 minutes and 55 seconds. Just calculate microwatt times seconds to reach the required dosage like this. 0.300333 seconds equals 99.9 mJ/cm2. Keep in mind that as the word first being visible, if the color is darker and the word ultraviolet is very clear, you know it is going to be much faster than that. However, you do have a real point of reference that you can confirm with one-time use cards with always the same result as the math within a small margin. You can now apply the inverse square law of distance to calculate the time needed, either closer or farther away to reach the level required for your application. The inverse square law describes the intensity of light at different distances from a light source. Every light source is different, but the intensity always changes in the same way. This means that as the distance from a light source increases, the intensity of light is equal to a value multiplied by 1/d2. The relationship between the intensity of light at different distances from the same UVC light source can be found by dividing one from the other. So as a direct answer to your question, if the word was just becoming visible to your eyes, under confirmed UVC light green letters, it would take about 5 minutes and 55 seconds to achieve a full color change in a one-time use 100 mJ/cm2. If you had a sanitizer box with the power level examples above with a timer for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and 10 minutes, you know you'd need to run it 3 times back-to-back on the 2-minute setting. 5 minutes wouldn't be enough either, so you'd always run the 10-minute cycle to get a full color change of a medical grade card 100 mJ/cm2 from that device. Hope that helps.